From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, and welcome into our program. This is the weekend edition of Life Change. Dino Padrone talking to you here from Florida. Glad that you're listening in. And on these weekend editions, we always bring on guests and people that have testimonies they can give us, talking about their books that they've written, perhaps, or talking about a specific journey that they've been on. Some tell us about how they were converted and came to Christ. It's a wonderful time. Monday through Friday, as you know, we do our Bible studies. And then on Saturday, we hear the stories of individuals who live out their faith. And what we're starting to do very shortly now is on our Friday programs, I'll be joined with some wonderful Bible teachers with me on the Friday, and we will be discussing biblical topics. And so one of those individuals that will be joining me on the Fridays is my dear friend, Jerry Traister. And Jerry is with us today on the program. And today we're going to talk about Jerry's journey. And Jerry, welcome. We're delighted you're on the program with us today.
Thank you, brother. It is good to be with you. And I am just thrilled with the opportunity to share what God has done in and through me, in many cases, in spite of me. I shared with you before we came on the air that I'd like to give my testimony. I did not come from a Christian home. My parents were very moral and did not allow us to do a lot of things and all of that. But I went to what was called the American Sunday School Union, and our neighbor would take me in their car along with my three older sisters. And between my junior and senior year in high school, we had a special service. They called it a homecoming, and they invited David Fisher. My home was near Katanning, out in the country, Katanning, Pennsylvania, and David Fisher was the pastor at Homemaker Chapel, and he was invited to be the guest speaker. I think he spoke on heaven, but as I was leaving that service that Sunday afternoon, I was under conviction, and the missionary, Harry Fink, said to me, "Jerry, don't you want to get things straightened out with the Lord?" I burst into tears, and he walked with me up to the front of that little one. It was actually a two-room old schoolhouse, and there my dear brother led me to Christ. And David told me, after he took me through the scriptures, I prayed the finished prayer, he said to me, "You know, we are now brothers in Christ." He had no idea what he was saying. I had four sisters at that point and no brothers. And I was just thrilled with that God had provided me with brothers. And then he said, "Of course, all the women that know Christ, they're your sisters." And I'm still not sure to this day if I'm ahead or behind that, but I'm sure grateful that I came to know Christ on that special day.
And that was David Fisher. David recently went home to be with the Lord, and I remember when we were at Davis, we had a special day for you and brought him in, and that was a wonderful time for all of us. Well, Jerry, once you did this, things began to happen in your life. I mentioned to you just before we went on today that you and I have been friends almost 60 years. Now,
yeah,
the fact is,
that's hard to believe, but it is true. Yep.
The fact is that we are both just 40 years old. It's amazing that it has been almost 60 years.
Yep.
But from there you went where?
Well, I had a hunger for the scriptures, and I shared that with Dave Fisher, and he said, "You need to go to practical." Well, I never heard of practical. I had never been out of Armstrong County. I was a country boy, and he said, "It's up in New York." bottom line, I did go there, and my goal was to go just for 1 year, but I stayed the course for the 3 years. And it's interesting, and I shared with you earlier about God's provision, protection, and providence. Now here comes the providence of God. My senior year, I was not going to travel back home to Katanning over Easter. That was a long trip. There was not interstates to travel on. So they said, yes, I could stay. And they asked if I would man the front desk. And I was willing to do that. And in the meantime, for the past 2 years, I had been asked by the president's wife, Mrs. Robb, if I would be the student director of the release time program, where we take kids out of the public school and teach Bible. And New York has a strong regulation on that. And I reluctantly said, yes. I didn't know a thing about what I was doing, but she said she would work with me, and she did. Well, now back to Easter break. Last year, 1967, I'm manning the front desk and a lady walks in, and I don't know that she even introduced herself. She just said, anybody around here know anything about release time? Now, there's the providence of God. I just happened to be the student director. I shared that with her. She introduced herself as Reba Miller, the area director of Children's Bible Ministry in Franklin County, Pennsylvania. And she said, tell me what you do. And I talked to her about release time. She talked to me that they had just started release time in Franklin County when they had 72 students taken out of the public school for two schools. And she said, come and help us at summer camp. Well, the bottom line, I did that and stayed for 17 years. And it was quite an adventure.
Yeah, that's something, Jerry. And God really used you in that issue. But you didn't stay regionally. I mean, you did a great job with the regional ministry. Those who live in the Franklin County area remember well Camp Joy L, which is still going very strong today, which is something that you built, that whole campus there, that it's been increased upon. But from there, you went on to the national. Tell us about that.
Well, I need to brag on the Lord. I believe that when I was at Practical, that was foundation for life for me, right out of the scriptures, and a tremendous help. And then from there, I went to Chambersburg, came and stayed, as I said, for 17 years. And when we left to go to National, we were reaching 2,500 students every week, taking them out of the public school, running 32 buses, and those buses and the drivers were all donated. And we had 500 volunteers helping every week to listen to verses, to lead the singing, etc. I found my wife while I was here in Chambersburg. She was from Tennessee. And I always felt, you know, that I was left out. I thought I should get a wife from Practical because that lady would be in tune with what I wanted to do, and that was to serve the Lord. But here, Marie was a veteran in CBM, had started in third grade by memorizing her verses, and then went off to CBM camp there in Elizabethton, Camp Tepwingo, had memorized those 300 verses and stayed on as a camper and then became a junior counselor. So she was way ahead of me, and then wound up going to Philadelphia College of Bible. And we met at a national conference and got married, had two children, and all of that took place while I was here in Chambersburg. And God provided through Camp Joyel, and that was a blessing, and oh my, God's provision in a wonderful way. Then in 84, I was asked to serve as the national director for CBM. At that time, there was about, I believe, at 9 camps across the country, and the headquarters was in Lakeland, Florida. And my job was, of course, to visit those areas and encourage the staff, recruit volunteers, recruit full-time staff, and recruit summer staff for those camps. I enjoyed that, but it bothered me that we had no major footprint to declare what CBM was doing. When I was down there in Florida at the national office in Lakeland, they took me to that office, and it was just a four-room building. And I just couldn't understand how a work that big could run on such a small campus. That never left me. So during my time as national director, I encouraged board for us to consider moving the national office someplace central. You understand, brother, when you go to Florida, you go no place else. You got to turn around and come back. And with work running from clear down to Florida up to Pennsylvania, the national director had an awful lot of traveling to do, and I wanted to move the office midway, someplace in Tennessee or in the Carolinas. And the Lord opened the door for us to a place called Wafloe, which is right outside of Gatlinburg. Marie told me about the Smokies. We went down there, met the lady, and she said, and I'm cutting to the chase here, but she said she would quick claim 10 acres of the 100 acres to CBM for our national headquarters, and I was just elated. National board said, yes, we could move, and we did, and it was just wonderful to see what God was doing. And then I got a call from a young man in Chambersburg, Dino Padrone, to ask if I'd find myself coming up to Open Door to work with you there at the church. I was very reluctant to do that. In CBM, the kids were encouraged to memorize 300 verses by us going in the public classroom, and then attend a free week of summer camp if they had recited those 300 verses to their school teacher.